Welcome to the Reinvent Your Health podcast. If you are done with being unhealthy, tired, and sick, and are ready to get healthy so you can improve the quality of your life, then this podcast is for you. Welcome back to another episode of the Reinvent Your Health podcast. So I'm going to do something a little different on this podcast. So typically I will have some sort of outline in front of me, or I'll have like the podcast notes wrote out in front of me, or I'll have something, some sort of outline to go off of. And this week I'm just going to talk, and it's really about something that I kind of was in my mind last week at some point in time. And I'm just going to talk about it a little bit, and something I've been kind of working through. And so, a lot of times in the morning, I will wake up, most days, I will wake up before my alarm clock goes off. So my alarm clock is set for 4 o'clock, and I almost always wake up beforehand. And I have my alarm, my phone is my alarm, and it's in another room. And so when I wake up, I have no idea if it's 4 hours before my alarm goes off, or if it's, you know, 5 minutes before my alarm goes off. So I typically will sit and first debate that in my head about how much longer I have to sleep or not sleep. And then that's when my mind will start wandering and kind of just go in all kinds of directions and start thinking about things. And some mornings I never get back to sleep. I just sit there and think about things. And this particular morning, for whatever reason, I just felt a heaviness. And I don't mean like it within weight. I mean more of like a mental and emotional heaviness, and was really just sitting there trying to figure out what that means and kind of why I was feeling that way. And it's happened before. There's been several mornings where I kind of just feel that like heaviness upon me. And so that particular morning, I just thought, let me really unpack this and really dig into what this is. So in order for me to make sense of things, everything in my mind is visual. So everything's a very much a visual context, and I have to put it in visual terms. I'm a very visual person. So when I was sitting there thinking about all the heaviness I was feeling, I almost equated it to like wearing a backpack. And I just feel like this backpack is like, you know, on my back, it just was like the size of like a couch or sofa, and just weighing me down. And so I was really thinking about what it is that is in that backpack. And I feel like all of us probably have that, you know, that backpack that's full of whatever. And really when it comes to me and what's weighing me down or what's in my backpack, is a combination of a lot of things. And I'm sure a lot of us have a lot of those things. And for me, it was a combination of there's some things that I'm kind of worried about. There's some people I'm worried about. I'm worried about, you know, future things. I tend to get a little bit in my own head about what the future brings, and am I ready for it? You know, are my kids ready for it? You know, AI has me a little bit worried about, you know, the future workforce and what my kids are going to do in the future. And, you know, and a lot of my what's in my backpack is fears. It's just kind of fears and frustrations. But a lot of it also has to do with past stuff. Stuff that's gone on in my past, stuff that's happened in my past, and stuff that's, you know, I've yet to let go of for whatever reason, whether it's, you know, a distant past or if it's recent past. It's just stuff that I've held on to, and the stuff is just accumulating. And I equate it to, you know, we all have a backpack. We all have stuff that we're carrying. Just some of us tend to keep more in our backpack than others. And I just got to realize that, man, I carry a lot. I carry a lot on my back. I have a lot that's on my mind. I have a lot that will circle in my mind a lot. And so I got to thinking about the fact that if you put it in like practical terms, if you are trying to say, climb a mountain, which is a lot of times how people equate to trying something new, whether it's, you know, a big weight loss journey, whether it's starting a business, whatever it is. You know, they equate it to, you know, climbing a mountain. And, you know, the first step of climbing, you know, the way you climb a mountain is taking one step at a time. And so if you're climbing a mountain and you have this enormous backpack on you, it's going to be so much harder to climb that mountain than if you didn't have that backpack or you had a much lighter backpack. And so it's one of those things where in order for us to climb up that mountain, we got to start taking things out of our backpack. We got to start analyzing what's in our backpack. We really got to start figuring out how to deal with some of these things, because it's going to be very hard for you to move forward, for you to get where you really want to go with all that weight. And so I've been really trying to study my own life and study, you know, what kind of things that I'm carrying, what kind of things that are weighing me down, what kind of things are keeping that are in that backpack way longer than they should have been, way longer than they need to be, and are just no longer even serving me. And really, you know, I'm not going to go into the details of a lot of stuff that I'm carrying around with me, but there's a lot of things that in my head, I know that this is stupid. I'm holding on to this, but for some reason it still swirls around every now and then. And again, it's one of those things where you kind of wake up and you just feel this heaviness and you just like, man, there's a lot that I am carrying around. There's a lot I'm not letting go of. There's a lot I'm worrying about. There's a lot I'm frustrated about. There's a lot I'm, you know, trying to navigate through. And so I'm just really trying to determine what is the way forward, what is the way through it. And again, it's not easy to go from point A to point B or point A to point Z with that weight. And again, if you use the analogy of a backpack, if you have a sofa-sized backpack that's hundreds of pounds on your back, you're not going to get very far. It's going to weigh you down. You're not going to get very far very fast. And in order to get to where you want to go faster, you need to get some of that weight off of you. So I was looking at it as far as like, okay, so what do I do? So I know that I don't have all the answers, but I know that in order for me to get some of this stuff out of my so-called backpack, the first thing I need to do is open that backpack up and explore the contents and you know, what, try to really identify those things that I am carrying and am holding on to and really, you know, from there kind of, and I don't mean like make an actual list, but kind of make a list of these are the items that I have in this backpack that just are not serving me. And to really analyze those, and there may be some things that when I look at it, there's some things that maybe I can easily give up. And then there's going to be some things that are going to take a lot more time for me to get out of my backpack and stop carrying around with me. And just is this something that really I want everybody to think about. I mean, everybody's carrying something. Everybody's carrying regret, you know, challenges, failures, you know, fears, worries about the future, whatever it is, worries about other people, you know, anger towards other people. All that stuff is weighing you down. And so, you know, I implore you to take a look and see what it is inside your backpack. So again, every episode I have, action items, and, I haven't actually thought this through all the way, but I can tell you that action item number one would be to really think about what it is you are carrying around, really unpack that backpack and look and see what's in there. Look and see what you are actually carrying around with you. And really dive into seeing exactly all of the items that you have and what all is actually weighing you down. And then my action item number two would be to explore getting rid of some of those items. And that might mean getting some help with getting rid of some of those items. It might mean you need to talk to someone. It might need, you need to apologize to someone. But you can't do that without fully exploring it. So, So again, those are my two action items. Action item number one is, you know, exploring what is in your backpack. And action item number two is really determining what you got to do to get rid of those items. So I don't know. I hope that made sense. I know it was kind of a ramble, but again, that's something that's, you know, last week I kind of woke up and just as I was sitting there, obviously not, my brain's not letting me go to sleep. I was thinking about just what kind of weight I'm carrying, what kind of backpack I have. All right, that was today's episode. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some benefit from it. And again, you can follow me on social media at Kester Health. And if you are interested in nutrition coaching, transformation coaching, go to my website at KesterHealth.com.